Thank you, everybody, for coming, and thank you for bearing with us. We did have some Zoom stuff going on, but we are here, and we are ready to get going with this. What we want to do first is a very quick roll call. So if you could, as much as you can, not do a lot of side talk, but let's get the roll call done. We're going to go A through D. And if you know make sure that you're labeled a member, so you can say if you know you're a member. A through D.
First or last name, please.
Last, please.
Margie Donovan.
Okay, Connie, A through D.
Connie Bateman.
There we go. Anyone else? A through D.
Robert Acosta, CCB.
Okay. All right, let's go A through
Warren Cushman.
J. Wait.
Hector Elias.
Okay, Joe, Hector Elias, I heard.
Joe Green, intern board member.
Joe Green.
Sarah Harris.
Hi, Sarah. A through J. Anyone else?
Pamela Hill, Mets, whatever.
Okay.
Mario.
A through J, last name.
Lomelli.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. Let's go now A through, S.
Bernice Mendelson.
David Mandel.
Okay, I heard David Mandel, Bernice Kandarian, and Steve Mendelson. Is that right?
Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed Susan the J's.
Susan Kitazawa.
Okay, Susan, we got you. Who was talking, a male?
Jeremy Hill.
Got it, Jeremy. Okay.
Nicolette Noyes, CCB San Francisco.
Got it.
Harold Lopez.
Harold, thanks.
Linda Perel.
Okay, Linda.
Samania Kerm.
Got you, Samania. All the way to the letter S. Last name.
Jessica Marquez.
Anthony Signorello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Anthony.
Not Tomolsky.
Two people. Donna
Sanchez from San Jose and San Jose.
Welcome, Donna Sanchez. Okay, and one other person, a female?
Linda Samolsky.
Linda Samolsky. Okay. And I thought I heard a male voice trying to speak. No? Okay. A through F.
Did you get Anthony? There was Anthony. I don't know if
Anthony Cigarelli, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
A through S. Anyone else? Okay, let's go the rest of the alphabet, or if your name, if your letter wasn't called.
Judy Wilkinson.
Judy Wilkinson, and I heard someone with Judy.
Linda Titus.
Linda Titus. Welcome.
Jeff Tom.
Hey, Jeff.
John Ross.
John Ross. Hi, John.
Vivian Younger.
Hi, Vivian.
Hello.
Stephanie Watts.
Frank Welty.
Oh. Hey, Stephanie and Frank, that was perfect.
I know. We've been practicing all week.
Rita, I heard you, Rita.
Okay. Robert Wendt.
Robert Wendt.
Aisha Wendt.
Aisha, okay. And
Phil Obregon.
Yeah, you just joined. Phil Obregon joined. Anyone who has not said their name besides Phil, because we got you.
Warren Cushman.
There was background noise. Can you repeat your name?
Warren Cushman.
Warren Cushman. Okay. And guys, if you know you're going to move your phone or you're going to do your dishes or you're going to have, you know, if you possibly can mute, we have a lot of people on the call.
Regina, do you want to just mute everybody for now, or?
We're going to be doing some voting, some voice voting at this point. So it would be,
all right. That's fine.
Again, I want to welcome everybody. And I think we got that roll call out of the way. So I'm going to move as quickly as possible. I have the approval of the draft agenda. I did send it out this morning. So I'm going to run through it as quickly as I possibly can. There's approval of the minutes, and this would be from February 27th before we were an affiliate, but we need to approve them for the bank. And then we have the treasurer's report, and we'll be voting on that. That would be an action item. And then we have membership and dues, and we'll be deciding on our form of electronic payment. We will then have elections. The interim board, if they are still wanting to run, will be nominated from the floor. We will also be taking nominations from the floor in general. And then we have explanations of committees and just discussing what's happening with the votes and the nominating committee, all of that. We have a very short presentation, which I hope we have time for some of it. Understanding racial trauma, and then some resources to heal racial trauma. And this is specifically because of the things that are going on in the news right now. Then we'll have a time for open participation, hopefully. So do I have a motion to approve the draft agenda as presented?
I make a motion that the agenda be approved.
Need a second. Agenda.
Okay, who made the motion?
Linda Samulski.
Linda Samulski, and seconded by Vita?
Yes.
Okay, and if you could say your name when you make a motion or second, it really helps the secretary. Okay, all those in favor of accepting the agenda as read?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
People have to come off mute. That was just a few ayes.
Yeah.
Aye.
Okay, so
aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. Any opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Okay, let's go to the minutes from February 27th. Now, if you weren't at that meeting, you can't really say, you know, yes or no. So I'm going to ask you, if you weren't at the meeting, to abstain. But those of you that did attend the February 27th meeting. This is the meeting when we made some constitutional decisions, and it was before we were an affiliate. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Frank Welty, so moves.
Okay.
Second.
I heard three people. I heard Steve say so moved.
Frank made the motion.
Okay.
Robert went second.
I think Steve beat you to it, Robert, because he said it at the same time.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay. Any discussion about the minutes? Okay. I have a motion. All those in favor of approving the February 27th minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. Abstain.
Okay. How many abstentions were those?
Not necessary. Abstentions.
Yeah. If you could just say several abstentions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Frank?
Somebody is playing an awful lot with their microphone. Please try to limit background noise. Thank you.
And Frank Welty? Are you unmuted?
You're not unmuted.
Now I'm unmuted. Yes, Frank is here.
Okay, Frank, if you could be, I'm just going to now appoint you parliamentarian. If there's an issue with something I do that's a point of order or something, can you stop me? Because if we have everyone talking at once, it's going to be very confusing. So I'm appointing you, Frank. Is it, do you accept? Thank you. Okay. Now let's move on to the next item that my Braille display will not move. Okay, Treasurer's Report. Vita, you're up.
The Treasurer's Report was sent out to the list. So I don't know if you want me to repeat it for people who were not on the list or if we...
Go ahead and it's a short one. Okay. We can,
I'll make it quick. We did, there are some notes at the top, just letting everybody know that we opened a bank account on March 29th with U.S. Bank. The period covered here is March 1st through April 8th. The opening balance is zero. The deposits, we had dues for two members for 2 years each, which equals up to $60 since our dues are $15 per person. We had a general donation of $115. It was CCB startup funds that we received for $500. Thank you very much, CCB. And so our total deposits were $675. Expenses were the annual affiliate dues is $75. So the total expenses is $75, and the current amount in the bank is the closing balance is $600. That's my treasury report.
Whoever is doing dishes or something like that, could you please mute yourself?
Yeah, we really have to. It's a
you guys, we got we have a recording going on and we got a lot of background noise. So please.
So what will happen is we'll hear your background noise and not the person speaking. That's what ends up happening on the recordings. Okay, so do I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved, Donovan.
Did I hear you too, Joe? Oh,
yeah, you heard me too.
Okay,
it was Margie
we'll
first and
Margie.
Then Joe.
Yeah, Margie made the motion and Joe seconded. Okay, so is there any discussion or questions about the treasurer's report? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the report as read and sent out, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? someone's raising their hand. Was that purposeful or? Okay.
I don't think that was an opposition, Regina. That sounded like a delayed aye. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that was a delayed aye.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll just let Vita keep the floor for membership and dues. Go ahead, Vita.
Okay. The dues are $15. We have started accepting dues with cash and check. Now, for credit cards, I have two options I'd like to bring to the floor. One is PayPal, and I did quite a bit of research on PayPal. They have a business account. They have a friends and family account. They have two different types of nonprofit accounts. So the one I would suggest is the lower nonprofit account, which is 2.2% plus 30 cents per transaction. So on $15, we'd be paying 63 cents for a transaction. And as it get, you know, goes up, that will go lower. So that's the one I would suggest. And that requires us to send the letter from CCB that says that we're under their 501c3, and that letter I have, so I can easily send that, and a void check, which I also have, so I can send that. And those are the two things they require for that account. So I can get that done in the next few days. The second option, and we may choose just to do both, is that because this one gives people the ability to call and just give their credit card number if they don't want to go online. And not everybody's comfortable on the internet. So, you know, so that option is Square. Now, Square is a little bit more expensive. It's 3.5%. What?
I think that was a mistake.
Okay. So, second.
Oh, dear.
You left a right to name two numbers.
Oh, Lord.
Sounds like okay, somebody has a
we need to mute everyone.
Yeah, just mute everybody. Yeah.
Okay. That's what we did. Oh.
Okay. And then the second one is Square. And Square is 3.5% plus 15 cents per transaction. So on $15, that would come out to 68 cents. So those are the two that I'm recommending. If anyone wants to bring up other thoughts, suggestions, questions, I'm ready. So I don't know how you want to do this. Maybe raise hands.
Regina, you need to unmute.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, you are. Okay, good.
I'm here. Okay, so I'll have to have you recognize raise hands. If there's any.
Do it. Or you want Jessica to do it?
Either one.
Okay.
No. There are two raised hands right now. The first one is Nicolette.
Okay.
Hi. I'm not sure whether Venmo would work in a situation like this, but there are no charges, and it's quite easy to send money from your bank account to anybody you want to. So have you investigated that?
Venmo is under PayPal. It's still part of PayPal. And so I spoke to someone that uses Venmo and said it was a little more complex than PayPal. And I'm not sure exactly what that's about, but we'd still have to pay. It's free. All of these are free if you're sending to friends and family. But once you're considered a business or a nonprofit organization, and you know you're using CCB's 501c3, you really need to use the nonprofit accounts.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Joe has his hand up.
Joe.
Okay, Joe. You have to unmute.
Me, I don't have any other options, but I think we should do both because some of us do feel very comfortable with the internet, and then there's some people that don't. So I do love that option.
Okay. So. Thank you, Joe. Good.
Hector, you may unmute.
I have a question in regards to the PayPal. For those people that don't really have a PayPal account, do you know if that account will allow us to do just a credit card payment directly through PayPal without having it? Okay.
Perfect. Yes, you can just do a credit card payment without having an account. But I think in that situation, I have to send you an invoice that says, okay, you know, you have a payment due, and then you can just choose credit card.
This is Andrea, and I just want to say really quick that the PayPal app is super accessible. I use it all the time, and it's wonderful. Yeah. And I really like PayPal, and you can receive money from the people, and you can send money also. Okay, Margie has her hand up.
Margie?
Thank you. I'm trying to be not too loud. This is a new microphone, so let me know if I am.
You could back off just a bit, honey.
Okay, I'm going to move it up.
Perfect. There. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I'd like to make a motion, which still allows for discussion, by the way. Sure. I'd like to move that we go with Vita's recommendations, one for the paid PayPal account, and what was the other, Vita, by phone?
Square.
Yeah. Actually, let me not make that motion. I'm going to make it. So I'm going to make a motion that we go that way. And we need a seconder before I can bring up my discussion.
And we have no more hands at
this point. I second.
Joe second.
Thank you. So the only concern that leaves me with, and Vita, I know that you'll work it out, but because I've worked with you for years as treasurer, how are we going to handle those people who do not use a computer or who do not use an iPhone to pay?
They can send a check or they can call their credit card in.
Yeah, you can call with Square. You can just call me with your credit
card. Thank you. That's what I wanted to be sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Vita.
You have no hands at this point.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Nikki has another question.
Oh, Nikki, I'm sorry. I just saw your hand. Nikki has her hand up.
One of the things that I've always done when I pay credit card, I pay the extra, what would be the fee. So people do have the option of doing that so that the organization gets the full amount.
Thank you for bringing that up. And I think it's good that we tell people the fee because they have the option to do that. When I know it's a nonprofit, I always put in the 60 cents myself or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further discussion?
We have a motion. Sorry. Yeah, we have a motion on the table.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to do a voice vote. So, is there more discussion?
You're good. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to have to unmute to do this vote. So remember the background noise, guys. I apologize because that one was actually a problem with mine and Joe's feeding back, and I apologize for our disturbance. Okay. If everyone can unmute. Host, if you can let me know if I can go ahead with the voice vote.
Regina, this is Judy. I have a question.
Judy.
How many members do you have that can vote at this meeting?
24.
Thank you.
Okay, I think you can go ahead.
Okay. All in favor of approving the motion that Margie made and Joe seconded for using both PayPal and Square, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? And any abstentions? Okay, we will move on. Thank you so much, Vita. She has been amazing and back and forth to the bank when she shouldn't have had to go and all kinds of things. Thank you so much, Vita. That was a banking issue. Okay, so we move on to elections. And we will be receiving nominations from the floor. I do ask that you have checked with that person. Someone's moving their microphone again. I do ask that you check with that. You have already checked with that person before you nominate them. So if you haven't spoken to them, please do not nominate them. It puts them in a position. If you know or not, you're not a member, please do not vote. Hosts and tabulators do have a list. So they will check. And if you're not a member, it's not going to count. It just makes extra work for them. Was there a question? Okay. And if you don't know at this moment, if you're a member and if you can vote, please either raise your hand or say your name and be recognized at this moment.
Madam Chair, this is Hector Elias. Can I have the floor?
Yes.
So I wanted to put in a motion because I have a disadvantage in this situation, since a lot of the candidates that are running for these positions, I do not know. I do not know how they stand. And I would like to pass a motion that we table elections until we can get further information from those running. In addition, there is a candidate that is not present who I won't want to nominate, but unfortunately had some circumstances that they couldn't be. So I feel that it would be prudent for us to delay.
Margie seconds the motion to table.
Well, there's a technical thing. We can postpone, but we can't table. And I'll have someone explain that, that knows that a little better than me. But also, we will be doing candidate statements, and everybody will be allowed to speak for 3 minutes. Okay. So now, Frank, can you, or Frank or Jeff, I think you guys both know the thing about tabling and postponing. It's a technical thing, but.
Well, tabling an amendment is really something that is frowned upon. It is a non-debatable motion, which in this case is really not a good idea. A motion to postpone would, and I'm not saying I would support it or oppose it, but it would be the proper motion to bring up, and you'd have to postpone it until a specified date. So that I think it, and I guess Frank would be the one to rule, but I would be tempted to say that a motion to delay actual elections would be so integral to the running of the organization that it would be out of order, I think, because it's not even debatable.
The parliamentarian rules that the motion itself is not out of order.
But the motion to table could cause some.
The motion to table would be out of order because it's the incorrect motion. But the a motion to delay would be in order, presided. However, we need to have a clarification on where the motion is delayed, because a motion to delay indefinitely would be considered out of order, because it would be tantamount to killing the motion. I mean, killing the ability to vote.
Also, hold on.
Yep.
Full disclosure, parliamentarian. No one has contacted me to say that they were wanting to run for an office but couldn't be here. So I did ask that people check with the person beforehand to see if they wanted to be nominated. And that person, I did have someone contact me saying they couldn't be here because of a family emergency, but that person did not express to me that they wanted to run for an office. So that's full disclosure. So you can't just nominate someone without checking with them first.
Requesting a point of order?
Vita.
Does a person have to be present to be nominated? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Right. So
it doesn't say that in our constitution.
If they've expressed that they... you know, that they want to be, that they're interested, I don't think they have to be present. Is that right, Frank?
That is correct.
How do you, if they're not present, though, how do you know if they've accepted the nomination if they haven't communicated it, unless they have to a board member, right? Mm-mm.
No, but the worst that could happen is they come to you and they say, no, I don't want it. And then you just reappoint somebody else.
Okay.
Margie, right. Point of order, please.
Linda? You can speak. Frank is the only one that can actually raise points of order. You can ask a question.
That is incorrect. No, that's not. A member can raise a point of order.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Vita just did that.
Takes precedence of other activities.
Linda?
Okay, hold on one second. Margie and then
Margie has a point of order.
So, hearing from our parliament, first of all, we are discussing something that probably shouldn't be discussed, and that's a motion to table. I, as a seconder of that motion, after the parliamentarian ruled, am willing to withdraw my second if the originator is willing to withdraw their motion, and I will make a different motion.
Linda's trying to get the floor.
Linda?
I was under the impression it's Hector, right? That you had secured the person's interest in running. Is that correct?
Actually, the motion was because I don't know the people that are running for the actual positions. No. And there was nothing presented. And I was going to nominate someone. Yes,
and they're willing to run the person you're going to nominate, even though they couldn't be here today.
Well, it was something that we didn't get to discuss. Whether they were going to be here or not is something I found out at the last minute. So,
I see. Because if they were willing to run, there wouldn't be a problem with you nominating them, even if we continued with the process. But anyway, it's up to you.
So, Margie, is that correct? You are requesting if I withdraw, then you would propose a different motion?
I would indeed.
Mm-hmm. I would like to withdraw my motion.
Margie, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
Is that an acknowledgement of me to speak?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to postpone these elections for 3 months.
No.
And, excuse me. I'm making a motion. It needs to get a second, then we can discuss. I would like to postpone the elections for 3 months, have the interim board continue running this organization. If there's a second, I will speak in favor of it.
Hector Elias seconds it.
If I may speak in favor, Madam President.
Hold on. I actually have a point of order. I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm very confused at the moment. But I do admit that. We don't have a meeting in 3 months. This only meets semi-annually. So there are two business meetings where this can happen. This one or 6 months later. Okay, go ahead, Margie.
I don't have anything else to say because I said my part, but I'll just respond to what you said. I don't believe, and Frank could address this, I don't believe that our constitution and bylaws prevent us, from holding another business meeting called by X number of people and a certain period of time, as in most of our affiliates. My reason, and tabling was indeed wrong, and for that, I apologize. The intent here is this is a very new affiliate. And initially, this was going to be a committee. And things have moved along extremely fast. And many members do not know each other. We have some newbies to the organization. We certainly have newbies to this organization. And there's a whole bunch of new people in CCB that's come together. And I think hearing from a lot of people, they don't feel comfortable voting without knowing people. Yes, we're going to give a 2 or 3 minute speech, whatever it is, but there might be people willing to run if they knew more about the organization. And I'm not so stuck on the 3 months. I just didn't want to postpone it forever.
Madam President, can I ask a question?
Yes, Jeff.
This is truly a question, because it's been a while since I even looked at the Constitution. Does our Constitution say anything about permitting the interim board to remain in office, to hold over, or anything like that? Maybe that's a Frank question. Maybe that's a the chair's question. I want to know if we vote. I'm not taking a position on the motion yet. I just want to know if it's even in order to not have elections today.
Because I think our constitution specifies, and I'll have to go pull it up, that we have elections at our business meeting attached to the convention. I'm almost positive that's what it says. But
that is correct. And
go ahead, Frank.
The constitution spells out the provisions and the scheduling for the elections. And so that is specified. And so there's nothing irregular about the current election under consideration.
So my question would be, I could follow up, Madam President.
Yes.
Is this, Frank, given that the elections have to be in conjunction with the convention, is this motion technically permissible to delay the election for whatever period we decide to delay it, in your estimation,
I would say that if the case is made that there is a significant reason why the regular procedure for election cannot be followed, then it would be reasonable to make a motion to delay elections for a special meeting, provided that the case is made that there is something that is a good reason why the regular election process could not be followed due to certain special circumstances.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I guess I am, if I could follow up. Is this a significant reason in your estimation that would, you know, regardless of how, I'm not asking you to take a position on the motion, but is this a significant enough reason to support the motion, its validity?
Given what I've heard so far, I would say no.
Really?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Vita?
I'd like to speak in opposition of the motion. This has not been a secret. We have known for a while that we were going to choose a board at this meeting. It was out on the list. And if you spoke to anyone in this organization, they would have told you there were elections coming up. So to me, this is like going to the CCB board elections and saying we can't vote because we don't know the people in the elections. To me, it's the same thing. This is a regular election. It has been out there. People have known about it.
Madam Chair, this is Hector Lyon.
Hold on one second. Frank, do I need to get someone in opposition next, or can Hector respond and then we move to someone? Or can I do it? Do I have to do this in a certain way?
There's not a hard and fast rule, but generally you try to alternate between people speaking in favor and people speaking against. And so at this point, it would be time for a person speaking in favor of the motion.
Okay. Hector?
So making a statement what Vita said, on the actual elections, I did get a statement from the running vice president. I did get a statement from a few other people ahead of time where I can actually digest that information, see their positions on their views, read everything. I mean, this is traditional politics. You know, when you run for candidacy, you put out statements. Unfortunately, that was not provided for this election. So I'm walking in expected to make a snapshot judgment upon someone's statement for 1 to 2 minutes. And that's why I feel that as someone that's new to this organization, and as someone that is actually wanting to get involved, I feel that I'm at a great disadvantage here because I do not know the candidates personally, and I'm expected to make a judgment on something that they give me for 1 to 2 minutes. That's why I was requesting for the motion, because I would like to see them provide something in writing in which I have time to digest that information and see if their values are, you know, in line with mine, because I want someone in politics who's going to support my views, right? I mean, that's the whole point of the whole process of elections. And that's the reason why I'm putting forth this motion, or attempting to put forth this motion, is because there might be members that are new who we don't know these people. And I would want to at least know something ahead of time and given time to digest and analyze what they believe in and what they suggest to see if it's in par with what I believe. Isn't that the whole purpose of elections?
Okay, I got your point, and I'm going to ask you, unless you have something new to offer, because respectfully, you're repeating the same thing. And I just, if you have something else you want to make, I'll give you about 30 seconds, and then we do need to give people equal time. Sorry, the person. Do you have one other point? Or
no, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
This is Jeremy, speaking opposition, if I may.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
We have had a lot of meetings before this became an affiliate, and a lot of people, when we were just a group talking about the decision, a lot of people voiced their opinion. And what comes out of somebody's mouth is more important than what they can put on paper. Because a lot of that stuff that comes out of somebody's mouth is their impulse. They tend to speak their heart. And when they write something on a piece of paper, they can always present themselves better than what they actually speak. And also, as a member, you have the option not to vote. You have an option to abstain on anything you don't feel comfortable with. And I will leave it at that.
Thank you, Jeremy. Okay, I'll entertain two more speakers. Hang on. I'll entertain two more speakers, one in favor and one against. So if you're in favor.
Hang on. Are we asking for more speakers or not?
Joe, I'm in favor.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, Margie, hold on a second. Robert has his hand up. Was that an old hand or? I mean, is that a hand that up for a while?
I had my hand up too.
No, it's a new hand.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I just saw it and I didn't know.
Sorry.
Okay, so just to let you know, Regina, Robert has his hand up.
Okay, so we just had opposition, so we need to have favor. Are you in favor, Robert, or opposing?
No, I'm in opposition.
Okay, we have two in opposition, but only one of you can speak, so we have to figure that out, or we have to go another round.
Okay. Hector just spoke in favor.
Yeah, I'm in
opposition. No, Jeremy just spoke against. Thank you. Okay, now... is there someone else to speak in favor at this moment?
Margie. Sorry, okay. I was chasing a sharky around. this week, we got two emails, which I found confusing. We got one that stated the interim board is the slate. Last night, we got another email saying something entirely different. There was no nominating committee put together. And so, Frank, I'm going to defer to you and ask about the bylaws. Are we required to have a nominating committee?
Margie, I'm going to ask you again, please. Your mic is crackling. You're very loud. That mic is very sensitive. You can back off of it and you'll be fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll try to talk quieter.
Perfect.
It's way up.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a good mic.
Okay. And I'll go on the record as saying the statement about a slate was an incorrect statement and Vita corrected it. Thank you, Vita.
Okay. Do you want to have Robert?
Frank, you had a question.
Oh, yes. There is a provision for a nominating committee in the Constitution.
So, however, Frank, I would...
Hold on. However, at the last public board meeting, it was voted on with input from the public that attended, and we discussed it in previous meetings, that because we were starting new and our constitution says we vote at this meeting, I believe the one connected to the convention, that we made the decision that we could, instead of having the nominating committee, nominate from the floor. And that's what it said, nominate from the floor. So that's what we're doing. We're nominating everybody from the floor.
Okay, Regina, do you want to let Robert speak?
Yes. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay, so, and great lead-in, because nominating from the floor disallows statements in advance. Defeats the whole purpose. So I don't know how you vote for somebody from the floor without a statement, right? So I think, you know, in my mind, yeah, you can have people with statements, but if somebody wants to nominate some, so that really, if you say we don't nominate from the floor, we only have people that can run with a statement in advance, we'd have to make our mind up how we would want to do that. So I think we have something we want to think about then. If people want only people who to run and put out statements in advance, great, that's not a problem. But if we want to allow people to run from the floor, then you're not going to get a statement. You're only going to get people talking in advance, or you'll have to allow for some sort of mechanism, or you'll have to allow speakers maybe from to have, you know, speakers for that individual, as we do in the regular CCB, you know, meetings where a speaker will come up and speak for the individual. So we're going to have to come up with some mechanism to allow additional information, you know, in addition to the candidate. So that's all I have to say. I don't, you know, I don't think the mechanism that we're that's on the floor is appropriate at this time. I think Jeremy was right. We've all been talking for months and months and months. You know, it's been month after month that we've been talking about this. You know, we're 4 or 5 months into this where we've been having meetings and meetings and meetings. So a lot of people know each other, not to mention numerous people on this call have known each other for years. If you're new to the organization and you don't know people, a written statement isn't necessarily going to make you know somebody that much better. So I'm
okay.
Done.
Jessica has
Call
her hand
question.
Up.
Oh.
Okay. Jessica and then Jeff. Jessica.
Let Jeff go first, since he might have a parliamentary question or add on.
No, I'm calling for the trying to call for the question so we can get
so that we can vote.
Oh, gotcha. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to clarify something that Hector said, that because I am a person, I was just interested in finding out where did Hector get the vice president's statement if we interim board were definitely
talking about the
I was just a bit confused with where was Hector getting his information, if he might be confusing the bigger organization's election board and then this little affiliate. So
right.
I just wanted to make sure that he's getting the right information for the right election. And then also, I agree with Robert. I was going to say that, but I think Robert said it eloquently, where we are opening it up to the floor so people can give their statements. That's why we definitely had Pam as our timekeeper for 3 minutes. She was ready to go. In order to have that introduction for the individuals I wanted to run today. Thank you.
Vita?
Okay. Vita, I'm going to have to call, there's a thing to call the question. Vita, quickly.
Just quickly, I looked at the Constitution. We have a nominating committee, but it does not say that the nominating committee is required to give a slate before an election.
Good.
And also, this election is specified to be attached to the convention.
Okay.
Okay. So with all that information, I'm going to cut off discussion and call for the question. Do I have a sec? Do you need a second for that, Jeff?
No.
No.
No. Okay. All right. We're calling the question, and I'm going to, let's see. I think we're going to have to use our tabulators. Are you ready? Wake up, tabulators.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. We are going to ask you to raise hands. Okay. All in favor.
Okay, wait, Margie, just.
I'm having technical difficulties.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not telling me.
Your hand went up, and I thought you needed to ask something.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Regina.
All right. Okay. So now, this may, if you're on a landline and your hand doesn't go down, you'll have to call back in.
Madam President, excuse me. I hear somebody whispering things to me on this line that's not appropriate.
Excuse me?
I don't know. Whispering something. I don't know what they're whispering.
I don't think they were.
I heard it too. Yes, yeah. They were.
Yeah, I did.
I specifically heard Margie something. If you're going to whisper, mute yourself, please.
Speak up and tell us. Yeah.
Okay. There's one president running the meeting, please. And I would ask that you be recognized before you just speak. We're going to have some order. I'm a nice person, but I can't just allow everyone to speak over each other. And if you hear something like that that you don't like, please still ask for the floor and ask, and please address me, and I will take care of it. Is that pretty clear? We just can't have, this is taking far too long as it is. Okay. And yes, if you are going to talk about anything, even if it's about taking about your garbage, please mute. I really would appreciate it. Okay, thank you. All right. Now, let's start with the motion on the floor. Can you restate your motion, Margie, so that we are clear?
Yes, ma'am. How's the volume, Andrea?
You're good. Go ahead.
Okay. So the motion was to postpone elections of the board for at least 3 months, and the current acting board will continue their full responsibilities in the interim.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by raising your hand. Please, if you are not a member, do not vote. If you didn't fill out a form that I sent out by email or call on the phone and ask one of us to fill it out, that was how the membership was done, because we're not paying dues until after this meeting. So at this time, raise your hand if you're in favor.
Okay, Regina, sorry for interrupting you.
Okay.
I only see two hands at this point.
Oh, don't give a number, please.
No, okay. Well, I think the point is that not everyone is raising their hands, and I would ask everyone to keep your hands up until I say that I have finished counting the vote. And I'm going to put myself on mute just in case I start talking to myself as I'm counting.
And that's probably a good idea, Andrea, and Jessica can watch the Zoom.
is Andrea on the line?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. You're checked in as a CCB.
Yes, that's California Council of the Blind. That's me.
No, I know what it is, but I don't know your name.
Yeah, Andrea. Sorry, this is Andrea.
Okay, thank you. That helps.
Okay, so I'll ask your patience while they tabulate, and being quiet does help, so I'll be quiet too.
I think we're done tabulating.
That's correct. I'm confident I've finished tabulating. We have a consensus on the
Yes.
Those in favor.
Okay, so now I have to say those opposed. So let's hold up on a tabulation. Those opposed, please signify now by raising your hand. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you lower hands?
Whoops.
Lower hands, lower hands.
Lower hands? Oh, God.
I'm lowering hands.
Sorry, because we didn't lower them first. I apologize.
Wait, Jeff, are you voting now? Oh, okay.
Jeez. Okay, so.
Okay, are we voting for opposition now?
I'm confused.
We're asking for those who are against.
Are we voting or lowering hands? I would like to know before I do something.
Okay, raise your hand if you're in opposition.
Right.
We are raising hands, sorry. Raising hands if you're in opposition.
Okay. I feel comfortable saying.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you, and that the motion is defeated.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, that did take up quite a bit of time, but we're still going to do the elections. If we have to postpone our program, I do apologize in advance. Okay. So let's take it in order. We'll start with the president. Do I have nominations from the floor for president?
Regina, I'm going to interrupt you briefly. Could everyone, if you can, please lower your hand?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to lower hands, too.
Yeah, it's
Okay, let's lower hands. And if you're on the phone, that's star 9.
We're trying. It doesn't go down.
Let's see if Ruthann can get... Can you try just the phone numbers, Ruthann? Or you won't know which one their phone numbers. Landlines, will you?
Well, I mean, I'm lowering hands as I see them, okay?
Okay. I think Ruthann may be able to lower the hands. Hold on.
Yes,
Regina,
that's what
for
I'm
the
doing.
Record, you should know how many votes were in favor and how many were against.
We do know.
You can't just, you need to report that for the record.
Yes, you need to report it out. So let them lower hands. Thank you, Judy.
Okay, people are raising their hands. Could you, why are...
It's okay. The opposite. The opposite.
We've got hands going up.
Oh, maybe they have questions. I don't know. If you have a question,
I see no more hands up. There are no more hands up.
Okay. So if you have a question, just ask for the floor.
Regina, it's Linda. Yes. Traditionally, if you are running for the office, you need to have somebody else.
That's
so
correct.
Count out you for your office, you need to have somebody else run it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've only run a chapter and they don't do it.
Yeah,
that
no,
way.
No, that's fine. Just
yes, we do.
We didn't last time. Okay. All right.
Oh, stop telling your chapter secrets and let's get this done. You want me to do it?
We have a voting. We have a total for the vote so we can, record that at some point if you need whatever you need, Regina.
Yeah, I think it needs to be reported publicly back before we move on. Sorry. Just tell us the total.
I have, we had 24 total, correct? 24 members?
Yes.
Three in favor, 21 opposed.
Well, okay. One member is not here, so that might not be correct.
I'd like to clarify that. We do not have 20, all 24 members do not appear to be present.
Okay.
I thought I counted that you had 24. You had three in favor, that's all. That's
okay.
So anybody,
Ruthann, and what was the vote against? Against.
Let me count up how many members are here, and I'll tell you. But I didn't know you would need the actual vote. It was just clear to me that there were three in favor and
whoever else was opposed
could vote against.
Madam Chair, so long as you know how many voted for, generally.
Let's not slow this down.
It wasn't close.
Okay, Pam, go ahead.
So we're doing the nomination for president, right?
Yes.
So Excuse me, are there any nominations for president?
I nominate Regina.
Okay, Regina's name has been put on the floor for president. Do we have any other nominations for president? Do we have any other nominations for president? One more time. Do we have any other nominations for president?
I move nominations be closed and should be elected by acclamation.
All those in favor? You had to raise hands, right?
Aye.
See, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah. Let's move along.
Thank you. Okay, now we have vice president. Do I have nominations for vice president?
I raise a point of order, Frank Welty.
Oh, Frank.
We did not take no votes or abstentions.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, Pam, go ahead.
I guess technically do.
Go ahead, yeah. Pam. Yeah.
Do we have anybody who's voting no? Any abstentions? I like that word. Are you okay now, Frank?
Thank you.
Margie has her hand raised.
Who has hand raised?
I think Margie.
I'd really prefer my vote not to be announced in that way. Thank you.
We're not voting on
anything
right now.
We're not raising hands.
Yeah, Margie, I'm sorry. You raised your hand and they were...
It was a voice vote.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like I said earlier, I'm having technical difficulties. Maybe I'll call in. It'll be easier.
Okay, Regina. Take it away.
We're going on. We're going to vice president. Do I have nominations for vice president?
I nominate Pam Metz.
Second, Vita.
Do I have other nominations for vice president? Do I have nominations for vice president? One more time. Okay.
One more.
Do I have nominations for vice president? I thought I did three.
No, you didn't.
Sorry. Did.
Okay. Someone's going to close.
I move nominations to be closed and should be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Okay. Who seconded that? Jeff made the motion. Jeff. Who seconded?
Stephanie
seconded. All in favor of voting for Pam Metz as vice president, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Even my cat said yes.
Any abstentions? This is a voice vote. It was not a raising hands vote. Okay, we will move on to secretary. Do I have nominations for the office of secretary?
Nominate Jessica Marquez.
I second.
Stephanie beat you to it, Joe. That was nominated by Pam, seconded by Stephanie Watts.
By the way, seconds are not necessary.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Okay. Nominated by Pam, Jessica Marquez. Do I have any nominations for secretary, the office of secretary from the floor? Are there nominations for secretary from the floor?
Move they be closed, should be elected by acclamation.
Well, she didn't say it
twice.
Three times.
Are there nominations?
I didn't hear three.
From the floor? Are there nominations from the floor? Are there nominations from the floor? There. I said it three times.
You did now.
Hey, Jeff,
I like that fast.
Move she be elected by acclamation. Nominations are closed.
Okay. All in favor of voting for Jessica Marquez as secretary, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, we will now move on to treasurer.
Nominate Vita.
Uh,
David
Beach.
Yes, I did.
David Mandel nominates Rita Zavoli. Sorry. How do you say it? Zavoli, right?
No, it's Zavoli. You said it right.
Zavoli.
Thank you.
Josh actually says something right. Okay, Zavoli. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All in. No
further.
No. Any nominations from the floor for treasurer?
No, she said it already. This is two.
This is two because I said it initially.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, you have to say. Are there any other nominations?
Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Yeah, we did it in other languages. Thank you.
Are there any other nominations from the floor for treasurer?
Move that it closed should be elective acclamation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. He beat me to it.
Seconded by Stephanie Watts again. Okay.
I didn't second. I didn't second.
I didn't call for the vote yet. Who seconded?
Oh. I don't need the second.
Yes. Okay.
You don't need to second.
Yeah, just said we don't need a second.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
That's why. Okay, so I just heard all in favor. Let's do it again. All in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, we will move on to board position number one, which we're going to say is Aisha McKinney Went, or Aisha Went. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's who holds it now. Sorry. I apologize. But that is the position that is being held as an interim by Aisha. Okay. That's what I meant to say. All right.
Madam President?
Yes.
Well, guess to who? Oh, I'm echoing
Margie.
Now. I can't win. I'd like to nominate Harold Lopez.
Okay.
Joe
Green?
I'd like to nominate Aisha Kinney.
Aisha Went. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wait, what are we voting for?
This is the first board member.
Position one.
Well, I nominate Joe Green.
Okay.
Got his own.
We already board.
I'm actually second board, but.
Well, I want you to
decline
first.
This one and wait.
Then decline.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the floor? Okay. We will have, it said 3 minutes to speak. Pam, you got, are you ready?
Don't you worry about it. I got it.
Thank you. Okay. Harold?
Is someone speaking for Harold, or is Harold speaking for himself?
Harold will be speaking for himself.
Okay, and then Aisha, is someone speaking for you, or are you speaking for yourself?
I'm going to speak for myself.
Okay, just so I know.
Joe Green, same question.
I'm delaying until the, so I'm the second, so I'm.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can be nominated for any board director.
Madam President, I have a question.
Yes.
I don't think Harold is on the call.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I heard him come in and out a few times, so I'm, yeah, he was at some point.
Yeah, he might was be having, here.
Yeah, he was here, but he's not
he's
now.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the call, so, yeah.
Is Harold on the call?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so somebody.
If Harold's not on the. I'm withdrawing the nomination.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay.
Then we need to. Frank, what do? We just allow Aisha to speak, or do we just vote in by acclamation?
Well, we have Aisha and Joe Green. Are you withdrawing, Joe Green?
I withdraw
for this for the second board, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we have one person now, Aisha McKinney Went, and we can go ahead and vote her in however you guys want. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you making a motion?
Nominations be closed. Should be elected by acclamation.
Second. Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. This will be a voice vote again. All in favor of Aisha McKinney Wendt being board director number one, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Yeah, aye.
Shut up.
Any abstaining? You could have at least abstained.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Hey, Robert, how many bedrooms you got in that house?
You're right.
Okay. Now we have one more position, which is board director two. All in favor? Oh, no, no.
You
sorry.
Got it.
Are there nominations from the floor?
I nominate Joe Green, Stephanie.
I accept your nomination.
Okay. Are there other nominations from the floor? Are there other nominations from the floor?
That was three.
That was
are there other two. Nominations from the floor?
Joe Green, that was three.
I move that nominations be closed and Joe Green be elected.
Oh, Jeff got a higher tone voice that time. I'm on.
Love your voice change. Okay. All in favor of electing Joe Green to board position two, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstaining? And let's hear it for our host and our vote tabulators. You are very
kind.
Thank you, Jessica, Sam, and
yeah. Congratulations, people.
Yay.
Congratulations to all of everybody. You. And as your vote tabulator, since I believe all the vote is done, I'm going to sign off and wish y'all a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
And Harold just joined again.
Hello, Harold.
Hey. You snooze, you lose.
What happened?
Not much.
Well, it's going to be in the minutes.
I got kicked out. So.
Yeah. Please remember, though, that Harold is our delegate for our.
He's our delegate.
Yes, he is.
Great job at it.
Regina?
Yes.
This is Andrea. I want to let you know that it's 2:32. Yes. And just giving you a time check.
Thank you. Okay, so the next thing is committees, and I don't want to spend a long time on the committees because we are running short on time. But what I do want to tell you is we do have committees for different areas, fundraising, membership and outreach. There is Constitution and bylaws. Can someone help me out here? Jeff, you probably know these. There's standing committees, legislative affairs. And so there are lots of areas to get involved. There's a budget and finance committee. They work with VITA. And so off list, if you can just email or call me and let me know you're interested in a committee position. We can discuss it, see where you like to be, where you'd like to fit. I could just appoint people, but I operate that I would like to know the person wants to be there and expresses an interest. So we're not appointing committees at this time, but I am entertaining questions about committees if you have any at this time. And I am perfectly available to talk to you outside of the meeting as well. So anyone with any questions about the standing committees and how they work? Okay, I did want to leave time for Linda Perel to speak to us about the nominating committee, and we do have 5 votes in the convention, so we should talk about that too. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Regina and everybody. I'm going to, for the old hands in the group, we all know what the structure is of how we do elections in CCD, but there's a fair number of folks in this group that are
relatively, quote unquote, new to the organization. So I want to go over a few things. We are going to have tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. a candidates forum. And the way this has developed over time was it seemed like it would be a good idea to get written statements from folks about what their ideas are about how CCB should move forward and what their qualifications are. And over time, that has evolved. And another good point about it is that it gives people a chance to see how well someone's communicating by writing, because that might be something you need to do as a board member. In any event, over time, the candidate statements have become part of the way we do elections. So this year, we have it that anyone who submitted a written candidate statement can appear at the forum where they present themselves verbally and answer questions from the rest of the membership who attend. So this year we've got five folks. The positions that we're putting forward are vice president, secretary, and five different board positions. So there's lots of opportunity. And we received five written statements, one for the vice president, one for the secretary, and two for sitting board members who are running for re-election, and one from someone who's seeking a position on the board. We have one person on the board who's terming out.
Yay! I know.
Free at last, free at last. She's free at last. So there's on the board, there's a set of officers, and then there's nine board members. So there's president, two vice presidents, secretary, treasurer, and immediate past president. So, and then there are nine board members. So I'm going over this really quickly. If you guys have any questions, I'm going to give my email address at the end for you to write to me about it. So please come to the candidate forum so you can hear the statements from the people who are running. Now, I'm going to be at nominating committee representing this group. It's my privilege to do so. I volunteered, and I'm happy that that was accepted. It just happens to be one of my favorite things to do. And so going to nominating committee, I want to represent IDC and what you folks are interested in seeing as members of the board. So if anybody has any thoughts after you go to candidate forum tomorrow, you want to say, oh, I don't know, that Linda Perel, should she really be secretary? I really want to think about this. Please let me know, because the nominating committee is where people can put someone's name in nomination for a board position. They also have one more chance to do it at the actual convention. You can be nominated from the floor. I'm hoping that people who came to this meeting and go to the meeting tomorrow might become excited and want to know more about what's involved in being a CCB board member. And we've got people here who are on the board on this call, myself, Judy, Frank, Pam, who's leaving, but she will give you her honest opinion of what board work is like. Christy's on the board. If you want to find out about being a board member, you can, even between now and Wednesday. And I will make the proposal that anybody who wants to step forward and be nominated, I would be happy to place that person's name in nomination at the nominating committee meeting. And then we can talk about how you would campaign during the convention if somebody is interested in that. I think this is a new group in CCB, and this is an opportunity for somebody to step up and learn what it's like to be involved at the policymaking level. So any questions?
Go ahead.
Linda, this is Judy. You should probably let people know that nominating committee submits a slate to the floor.
That's right. And then anybody can run in as from the floor.
In addition, the way the
contested elections run on the floor is each person who's running in opposition, both people get 5 minutes to have two speakers speak on their behalf or one speaker, whatever they choose. Most people have other folks speak for them, although it's not wrong to speak for yourself if that's what you chose to do. So that's how it's done.
Just another point.
Yeah.
Linda, the 5 minutes is not per person. You get to divide the 5 minutes for the two people.
Correct. I mean, if you get two speakers, each one has, you decide how long, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, each one is going to speak.
Okay.
Linda, when is the elections for the CCB board? Just so people know what night it is. Do we know yet what night it is?
Oh, the election is on Saturday.
The 23rd?
It's Friday
night. Okay.
Just so people know they should be at the elections, be at
the
convention
Friday night.
It's the
23rd. Second night of the convention.
Mm-hmm. Friday the 23rd in the
evening. Madam President.
Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead. Go. Okay. Did you guys finish? Sorry. Okay, Joe?
No, I was just going to let you know Susan has her hand raised.
Oh, Susan. Okay. Go ahead, Susan. You can just speak.
Back 1,000 years ago when we raised hands with star 9, I did. And then I star 9'd bazillion times and it just kept saying the host will notify that you wish to speak and it will not unraise.
Okay. That's what I'm seasoned to do, right? Hand, not an old hand, a seasoned hand.
But I'm supposed to do star 9 to make it go down again, right? That's
yes, but it doesn't always work.
It doesn't always work.
Well, it's an aging hand. Thank you.
Okay, any more questions for Linda? Okay, can I have a time check?
It is 2:42, so we don't.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is have us do the video part of the little program. I'll highlight just a few things after, and I want to have time for open participation. This video is less than 5 minutes.
Okay, guys, I need people to mute, please. I got a lot of background noise.
There's a lot of background noise somewhere.
I can mute everybody. Again, someone has their hand up, but I can't tell. Let's see. Oh, geez.
Mute everybody.
I think mute everybody. There's something going crazy with Zoom.
Okay.
Okay, I think I'm unmuted.
You are.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do the video, which is a little over 4 minutes. Okay. And then briefly, so we can do open participation. Hopefully Zoom acts right. I don't know what was going on there.
Just a question, Madam President.
Jessica.
Connie has her hand up. I don't know if you wanted to address her first.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Real quickly, can you hear me?
Yes, I think.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Somebody's got a device.
Do you have two devices going, Connie?
Connect them close to each other if you do.
That was not me.
No, I know. Whoever.
Okay, let's mute everybody again.
Okay, so Connie, you need to unmute, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Go ahead.
Real quickly before this meeting ends, I came to listen and I'm interested in joining. So should I just talk to you, Regina?
Connie, I'll get in touch with you. Okay.
Yeah. You can talk to me too as well. Anybody interested in joining, get to either me or Vita off list and we'll get that going with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Connie. Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Jessica? There we go.
Black Lives Matter! Racial trauma isn't just something that Black and Brown Americans experience regularly. It's something health experts say they're born into.
What makes it traumatic is how you experience it.
Similar to PTSD, racial trauma, or race-based traumatic stress, is the collective effect racism has on an individual's mental and physical health. It can be from major experiences like workplace discrimination or hate crimes, or it can be the result of an accumulation of many small indignities called microaggressions, or system or institutions that enforce structural oppression.
There was a national survey done by the American Psychological Association, and about 25% of all African Americans, 30% of all Native Americans report at least one of those experiences at least once a week.
The APA says not only do Black, Indigenous, Latinx, and Asian American people significantly suffer from racial trauma, but that it can also compound with additional oppression based on gender or sexual orientation.
It depends on the intensity and the frequency of how often you experience racism or how severe the event is, but you might start with just race-based stress. So something will be racist and you'll be exposed to it and you'll feel stress, but racial trauma is really when it has those long-term effects. It really sticks with you.
Immediate symptoms can include increased heart rate or blood pressure, heightened cortisol levels, sweating, or tension in the body. Long-term chronic exhaustion and fatigue are among the most common symptoms.
Just sadness, underlying or overt anger, even thinking differently about yourself. So sometimes believing or starting to endorse those stereotypes that people might have about your racial group. If you're experiencing racial trauma, you might have some of that internalized racism.
Increased hypervigilance, the having the nightmares or flashbacks, avoidance of situations where they may, perceive it as threatening. All of those are consistent with what we find in race-related stress and PTSD. And so there's a lot of overlap.
Kind of, bouncing back and forth between that and none, and never really feeling safe and socially connected and supported. And that also affects your brain and how your brain develops.
America's healthcare system impacts racial trauma too, making it more difficult not only to find help, but someone who understands a patient's experience. A 2015 study found that in the U.S., 86% of psychologists were white. 5% were Asian, 5% were Hispanic, 4% were Black. Meanwhile, some of the experts we spoke to are setting out to help. Dr. Candace Nicole Hargens released Black Lives Matter meditations for racial trauma victims and white allies.
Black Lives Matter.
Therapist Kelly Baker has helped organize Facebook Live videos with her local NAACP branch where anyone can connect to learn more about racial trauma. She's included sharing her own experiences.
I don't think you can say that there was ever a time for me when I did not, that I was never exposed to racism. When I think about my family, my mom, my grandmother, and the things that my mother experienced that were clearly racist definitely affected how she parented her children.
What can be done to respond to racial trauma? Dr. Erlanger-Turner tells Newsy adding an official diagnosis of racial trauma to the DSM-5, an encyclopedia of sorts for mental health professionals, is not the solution. He suggests racial trauma's existence is something everyone should be aware of, especially healthcare providers and policymakers.
If you are white, you do need to make sure that you try to understand that person's experience, that you provide some sense of solidarity, that you don't apologize. I think people oftentimes want to apologize in these situations, and that's really not helpful. We need solutions. And so I think that is one of those things that we have to do better and make sure that we take ownership.
Lindsay Thies, Newsy. Denver.
Okay, so I have highlights of an article that I am going to just email out, and I wanted to discuss it, but in the sake of time, I think we need some open participation time rather than more of me talking. So if you have any kind of input, and just be on the lookout for the article that follows up with tips and resources should you think that you're going through racial trauma. And that doesn't mean that you have to be, if you're Jewish, you may be suffering racial trauma because there's been a rise in hate crimes. People from Islamic faiths, there's a rise in those. There's rise in hate crimes across a lot of groups. And it's, the trauma is real. So all you need to, you know, get from this is it's real. There's some resources. I will send them out. Okay.
You have about 5 minutes for discussion.
Okay. We have open participation time. Please raise your hand for the sake of, so we don't have mayhem. If you have something during open participation you'd like to share. Any hands?
Connie has her hand up.
Okay, Connie.
All right, I haven't said anything all day, so I'm going to make it quick. So I am from a Chinese American background, and I've been called a Chinaman by two different people. First of all, I didn't even know what to say in response to them because, I mean, that's pretty outdated. And I'm not a man, and I'm not from China. I was born in San Francisco. So I come from San Francisco Bay Area, where, as you know, there are people from all over the world there. And I went to, my sisters and I went to a high school that had several different cultures. So we didn't really have a problem too much in the Bay Area. But when we traveled to the South, we noticed people calling us names, you know, like Ching Chong Chinaman and all that. So I think sometimes it has to do with what part of the country you come from or something.
Okay, yeah. Anthony.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed being at this meeting today and am considering becoming a member. I just wanted to see what you guys are up to, and it sounds like you worked through some stuff early on. So I'll be back to check it all out again. That's all I wanted.
Thank you. Okay, and you're welcome to be a member.
We have three hands, and we have about 3 minutes. So
okay, 1 minute each, guys. Quickly,
yeah, Margie.
If she can't mute, we'll go
Margie,
on.
Margie, can you unmute? Star 6, honey. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe, and we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll check back with Margie.
Okay, I always remember when I was a kid, I was on my way to the hospital because I used to go to Harbor General. And we were taking the Torrance Transit, and me and my brother, we were playing like little kids, and we went into the yard, and a white guy came out with his rifle. He said, "Get out of my lawn! Go back to Africa." That's something I'll never forget. So racial, it's definitely there.
Yeah, it sticks with you.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, Margie, want to give it another try? I can hear her trying to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you are.
Lord help me. Thank you. Quickly. I just want to acknowledge the wonderful materials that's been shared today and via email. I am learning a tremendous amount, and please keep it coming. Thank you.
Okay. And this is Stephanie. My hand was up, and it was lowered
Stephanie,
twice.
Oh, Stephanie, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Okay, go ahead.
Just real quickly, I echo what Margie just said. I am happy to have seen that video with you guys today. Thank you for sharing it. And racial trauma is real. It's very stressful, and a lot of it is ongoing. And I'm looking forward to resources to manage it, because apparently it's not going to go away. Thank you.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Okay. You got no hands.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Guys, I told you. Thank you for coming. I so appreciate you guys. I will be sending more information on this to the list, and we'll be happy about it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. And the scholarships are coming up.
Yes.
Thanks,
they
Regina.
Are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.